Refuah Shleima.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. We have to do Nun Chesam Aleph. We're up to the Gemara Tanabanan. Rav Hamnuna. Harei Uchel Sekeitz. Rav Hamnuna. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Uchel
Sekeitz. Uchel Sekeitz. You see, Baruch Chacham Harazim. Hashem is the wise man of secrets. Hashem is able to go in and know what every single person is thinking. Uchel Sekeitz. You see, a person needs a large group of goyim. I mean, you say, Busha Imcha, your mother is put to shame. Your mother is put to shame. Busha Imcha, your mother put to shame because the goyim, they have failed in their mission in this world. What's the wise men of the secret, their das is nishta zelba. Everyone has a different das. Vein partsu feihen doim zelaze. Every single person is different, and every single person
so
thinks differently. That's why it's called Chacham Arazim. That's the Malay Lar School saying a secret. Hashem is okay. The wise man of the secrets. Ben Zoy Mero Uchlasei Al Gabi Maila. He saw an Uchlasa, 600,000 people, Jews, Al Gav Maila Baharabais, on a elevation of Harabais. Amari Sidney the Baruch Baruch Hashem Milchalam. Chacham Orazim, and Baruch, he made a Baruch Shabaros called another Baruch, and he made another Baruch Shabaros called Elul L'Sham Sheni. Every single person is indirectly serving me. Who are you? Imer Kama Yigias Yoga Adam Rishon Shemot Pass. Look how hard Adam worked until he found bread. Lechel Tit, Chorash he plowed, Zara he seeded, the cots are he harvested. V'Omar, and he. Omar means he winnowed. The Doshi Thresh, the Zodo, he gathered together. The Doshi Thresh, the Zoni winnowed. The Barani selected. The Tachani grinded. The Hirkid and he sifted. The Loshani he kneaded. The Ofani baked. The Acharkach Ochal he ate. The Ani, I go into the bakery. Mashkim Moitzias Kolakalelu, Bisukan Lufanai. Vaito, the Chamigis Yoga, Odom Harish, and Achimotsa, beg a little boy. A garment, gauze had to shear the wool. V'lovan, he had to make it white. V'nofas, he had to spin it. V'nofas, he had to comb it. V'tova, he had to spin it. V'orag, he had to weave it. V'achakach, motzah, beg a little boy. Shvanim ma'amashkim. V'moitzi kol elu musukim misukonim lefonai. Kol umois shoytoy subos lepesach besi. All of the nations, they get up early. They diligent to come to my Pesach besi. V'anim ma'amashkim, moitzi kol elu lefonai. And they all, everything of it is presented in front of me. Okay, next. Hu hoy oimer, oireach toiv mahu oimer. A good guest. What does a good guest say? A good guest is very gracious. He says, "Kama terochos torach malavais b'shvili." Even if the host gives him a glass of water, a good gracious guest says, "Look at the ches he did for me." Kama basar hevi lefanai, kama shmit, kama yayin hevi lefanai. Kama galuska ois, how many dainties, different loaves of bread, hevi lefanai. The chol ma'ash, the torach, the torach, ella b'shvili. Person has to, when someone does you a favor, you have to look at every little element of that favor. But aval arech, ra, an evil guest, mahu, oimer, daf nun chesam and aleph. I am 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines
after this. You have a different source
one.
Of daf.
No. This is the regular Gemara. I'm not using the badats. I'm using the regular Gemara.
How many lines?
Seven lines down. After it gets wide.
Okay.
Towards the end of the line. Avol erechra mahu emer, an evil guest. What does he say? Mat toirach.
What's the big deal?
Torach balabayis. Torach balabayis. Ze pas echad achalti. What do you do for me? Balabayis ze. Pas achas achalti. Chatich achas achalti. Kas echad shosisi. Kol torach shotorach balabayis ze. Lo torach al bashul ishtoi ubonov. And the male is giving me leftovers. Okay, his mamish, you see this mamish today. When someone does you a favor, people have the ability to belittle the toiv of someone does you a chesed, and people have the ability to say, what did he do? He did it for himself anyway he needs this for himself. He has anyway a house, he has a family, he has a shul. Big deal. He didn't really do anything special for me. That, the Gemara says, if you have that attitude, it's called an reach ra. And a person that appreciates the kindness that someone does is called an reach toiv. Al reach toiv mahu oimer, zechor. Remember, ki sasgi po'aloi, a person remembers ki that his deeds are great. Asher shoyru anoshim, asher shoyru anoshim, asher which men sing. Shulchan Aruch over here means, the pasuk over here says, you should remember, this person he says about other people, that he's very great. Let me over here read you the translation, what this pasuk here means. It says in the pasuk Zuchor ki saski po'aloi asher shoyriru anoshim. This means sheyizkar hoy reach, the gesh remember, the yagdil es po'aloi, and you shall make great. Ki saski means to make great, po'aloi the effort of the balabais, and you should say asher shoyriru anoshim v'yomer she'olof hibitu anshei beisoi, should upon him they look. Shoyru means to look. Bonois tsodu ale shur. No, shur means to look. What's the pasuk I'm thinking about? There's a pasuk that says, there's another pasuk that says shur. Shur means to look.
Yeah.
To look.
You find it by...
Yeah.
You find it by Parshas Balak. It says...
Okay, whatever it is. Shur means to look. And that's what the pasuk over here means. The pasuk over here says zuchar. The pasuk
it says asherenu. You remember that word?
Excellent. Asherenu v'loyachshav.
Balak.
Asherenu v'loyachshav.
Referring to Mashiach.
I see what's coming at the end of days, but not now. It's excellent. So zuchar here, the pasuk is addressing the guest. The pasuk says to the guest, zuchar, remember the following, kisaski po'aloi, that you shall make his deeds great. If he gave you a glass of water, in your mind you should appreciate how much effort went in to give you that glass of water. Asher shoyru anoshim, and he's a man that all people look up to. Look at the host that gave you this glass of water as a leader in the community that all of the community looks to as a man of greatness. Al reich ra, what does it say about reich ra? L'chein yiruhu anoshim. The pasuk says something negative. The other way, the end of the pasuk comes. The end of the pasuk says l'chein yiru uhu anoshim lo yire. He will be evil. They will not look at him. Lo yire kol chachme lev. People yiru means evil. No. That's with an ayin. Yiru anoshim lo yire kol chachme lev. They will fear him. Let me read you the translation of it on the side of the Gemara in my Masifta.
Therefore, people fear him.
They fear him. And that's what normally the word Yira, Yore is. An Aleph, you're right. They fear him. Therefore, the people, if they fear the evil man, a person who is evil, who knows what harm he can do. He has no Yira Shemaim, he can bring great harm. The people fear him, and the Pasuk concludes, no one wants to look at him. Next. Vo'ish b'mei shol zokin bo anashim. Omar, this refers to who? There was a man in the days of Shaul, Zokin Baba Anashim, Shmuel. He was only 50 years when he died. He was called Zokin. What's the person referring to? The Ho'ish?
The Yishai.
I think it was 51 or 52.
That was Shmuel. Shmuel was 50, right? We're discussing Yishai.
Yishai. Like how old he was. Some say David he was 80, some say he was 400.
400?
Rashi brings that here, so either 80 or 400.
The David ben Ish Ephrasi Ushmo Yishai. David was son of an Ish Ephrasi. And who was his father? His father was Yishai. His father was one of the seven people that died in this world.
Jesse,
the
Itioi.
Be Itioi Shol Nochash. The Ish Meshol.
Yishai Amram. Kilov.
This guy knows everything.
I forgot the fourth one.
How does this guy know everything? This guy he knows Kulta
Rekula. Kilov. Kilov, Amram. I'm sorry?
Who's Kilov?
Kilov was...
David's son.
Oh, Kilov, David Melton's son.
David's son.
You thought it was a color.
Kilov, David's son, he was in Kilov.
He had 18 wives, so one of the son.
He was in Kilov.
And one second, Amram?
Avigail, who's from Avigail? He was one that he really liked. She was the wife of Novel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've got it. One says in Megillah, one of the most
best.
Seven beautiful women.
That was not.
It was Abigail.
She was the wife of Novel. Hayizrael.
Enumerates the seven beautiful women.
She was the wife of Hayizrael. Okay, Vaita.
Just Vashti was one of the seven.
Vashti, Vaita. Ve'ish v'meis shol zokin baba noshim ba'omar rav v'itemer av zvid v'itemer av osher ze yishai avidavit shiyotza be'uch. Luso, he was a leader. He was a general. He went out with 600,000 people. He led to war.
Where does it say 600,000?
The Gemara is going to say in one moment. V'nichnas bi'uch Luso, and there were no casualties in the war. Everyone came back in one piece.
The fourth one was Binyamin.
Binyamin Shal Yaakov.
Right, he was one of the four.
This guy, he knows everything. It's amazing.
No.
Seven people that left Dar without sin. They did not commit an aver.
Only because
no
Yaakov Schoite.
It says only four.
Yaakov, Yaakov, whatever.
So machloikas, what do you mean?
Seven, what does it mean? Levaita. V'nich levko vaita, v'nich nas b'chlusa, and he came b'chlusa, v'dorash b'chlusa, which means that he was not only was he a general, he was a rashira. When he made a drasha, 600,000 people listened to his divrei Torah, his chidushim. Amo ula, nikatinan, in uchlusa b'bavel, the halacha, the smith according to the Rambam, that in Bavel, if you see 600,000 Jews in Bavel in one location, you do not make the bracha of Chacham HaRozim. And the previous Gemara we learned, we start tonight today, we learned when there is Uchlusa, you make a special bracha, Chacham, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekinim El-Chilam, Chacham HaRozim, they have in the article Siddur after Shachris. So this
Bavel, not, why not?
Because it has to, only can be said in the area, the Kedushas Haaretz. Only in well, Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Le'aretz. And you have to see them one shot. You can't go see them wound around. What? You have to see them one shot. You can't go see. No, they do not. No way. No way. They have the 10,000 people, the most 10,000 people. Coastal Plaza, the most 10,000. They had it twice. In recent times, it had to be by the Levaya of Avada Yosef and by the Levaya of Yashav. They claimed they had over.
And
also, yeah, much more. And also. And also, they had also a rally for the Gius many years ago. Also, they said it was over six, and they actually said the bracha. But really? In order to say the bracha, you have to be able to see everyone in one shot. If they wind around buildings, helicopter. You have to be able to see, but if you go and you want, if they are around buildings, you have to see live. If you go see on a helicopter, you have to mamash see your own eyes from one van.
So who made the bracha when it came to this?
I'm not sure. I vaguely remember. There were three times in recent history, in the last 15 years, when there was an Eretz Yisrael gathering where there were more than 600,000 people by the Levi Rav Yosef, by the Levi Rav Yashiv, and there was a rally for Gius, and they claimed they had.
So many people.
Yeah, sure. You bet. Vaita. But over here, the Gemara said that you do not. Then there's no halach of uchlos to make the bracha in Bavel. Does Rashi come over this was in the start of the Gemara in the
Pirush? Bavel anywhere outside Eretz Yisrael.
Eretz Yisrael. So Bavel was the main yishtam of the Gemara. So the Gemara used Bavel as just a dogma. Of this thing. Was it Rashi over here on this?
What's the meaning behind it? Why only Dafka Eretz Yisrael?
I don't know. I really don't know. The Rambam is Beferish. The Rambam says the Shan this over here is Beferish. It means only in Eretz.
Maybe other Rishonim disagree with them.
Could be. Very likely. But this, there's no Rashi here. So if you have the Sarah the Gemara, quotes the Beferish of the Rambam. Vaita. Next. Tatana ein uchulusa pechusa mishishim riba. We finally know the number 60 times 10,000 in English and in the Lashon Kodesh. The highest number is ribo. It's very interesting. The highest number is ribo, 10,000. In English, 10,000 is not a number, it's 10 times 1,000. And in order to get to 600,000, you have to multiply 10,000 by 60. Shishim riboy. Tanabanan, haroye chachme yishol eme baruch, shecholak me chachmaso li yireyav, Hashem gave li atzvim. Chachme, chachme, exactly. Chachme, obviously, chachme, the chachme, Nobel Prize winner, some say. Oymer, it depends who, not everyone. Oymer, baruch, shenosan me chachmaso li biryoysaf. Haroye malche yishol eme baruch, shecholak a king, Malchi, Baruch Shanasan Mikhvoida Libriyosov, or Labasa Vadam, should this by a president. Malchi, Evichav, do you say over here in the Algamar it says Shanasan Mikhvoidoi Libriyosov? In the Siddur, it does not say this. It says inside of the Gemara, there's an ois base in brackets to the side of the Gemara that says Nirabeinai. Lebosar vodam. That's what we have in our sidurim. Shanosan mechvoider lebosar vodam. So Shaila, let's say you have seen Albert Einstein. Do you make a bracha on Albert Einstein? So I heard this. It's a famous vart. Many poskim say you do not make any bracha at all. Why not? Because the Yid, the Gemara says, you see a Chacham of Torah, Tam Chacham, you say, Shenosa Michachmoso Liyareyav. And a guy in Oyved Kochavim, who's a genius, you make the bracha, Shenosa Michachmoso, what was the Nusra of the Gemara before? Shenosa Michachmoso Lebosa Vedam. So a Yid, Albert Einstein, who's a Yid, and his chachma has not been utilized for Torah, you don't make any bracha, garnish. So here's my shayla. I heard this is a famous, I just heard this is very, very famous. Now here's my shot. Let's say there would be a president. You know, let's say Louis Tzu, do you make a bracha on the president of the United States? It's a big machloek. It's because what is called
like this president?
What the shy? What qualifies to make a bracha? Some say chayim v'hamoves.
You have to be able to kill.
So does the president exactly have the ability to kill? So he has, he has the ability to commute a sentence. If someone is on death row, the president can take off as he has the power.
He can pardon him.
Yes. Wow. And second, and he can put a person in harm's way to die. The president says go to war. He can give the order. I want you to go on a suicide mission. Pretty much, you can do that. It's not direct.
Yeah. A king.
Yeah, a king, and he made a bracha. Yeah, then they say they
but the king, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a whole mindset. So they bamboozled him. He really wasn't a king. The ganze scandal. The whole story was a whole scandalous story.
he wasn't really a king.
Whatever. Okay, there's a big machlokes apoiskim. Do you make a bracha on a president of the United States? Not for now. I don't go now. My question to you is as follows. Let's for the moment fantasize. And many poiskim paskin that you do make a bracha. You can't make a bracha b'shem malchus on the president of the United States. He has enough. Let's say there will be a Jewish president. So Shaila is the Gemara says, if you see a malche, if you see malche Yisrael shenosan michvoidoy liyreyav, if you see the malche umos ha'olam, you're going to say that a yid who's the president of the United States, can you say that he fits into that term? Just like it's a very famous vart that if you see a chacham from the umos ha'olam, you make the bracha shenosan. And there's a famous verb that if he's a yid, you can't say that he fits into that category because he's supposed to be using his chachma liyreyav, and he's not using it for Torah, he's using it for chachmas, other chachmas. So my shaila to you is, what about in a democracy when if a yid becomes the president of the United States, and according to those shitos who hold that you can make a bracha with Shem Malchus on the President of the United States, if a Yid would be the President of the United States, can you make a bracha? That's my dilemma. What would you say? I don't know. Vaita.
So we'll find out in case.
Vaita in the Gemara. Tana Bonan. Next piece of Gemara. Roya Haray Malchay Yisrael with the Rediki. Amrabiyachman. La'olam yishtadal la'olam. What's mean la'olam means under all circumstances. Never ever lose this opportunity to go and watch the beast pass through. The beast is the car. The car in the United States. The car
yeah.
In the United States. They have the code name is the Beast. I think he has six of them. Each one costs many millions.
A Cadillac.
L'Oilam, a special car, special limousine. Special is a very high tech vehicle. It has an incredible chokhmah. It's the most sophisticated.
Probably bulletproof.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
All over.
That's missile proof. It has life supports. Yeah, it has life support systems. You couldn't believe what it has in there. La'olam has blood tied. The whole hospital. What?
Impression.
He has his whole ICUs in that
limousine.
As
McDonald's he needs.
La'olam yishtadel adam larutz. A person always run larutz to run. Likras to witness the Malchei Yisrael. V'loy likras Malchei shel belvad. El afil likras Malchei oivik achavim. Shem yiske, if you're married, what are you married for? Peltika rugu nosach. Shem yiske Rashi. Yiske la'olam haba. Look at this Rashi. What do you see this Rashi like this? Yiske la'olam haba. V'yir b'chavayid melech ha-mashiach. If you'll yiske to oilam haba, Rashi learns that Melech HaMashiach is in the time of oilam haba.
That's interesting.
I thought Melech HaMashiach is in oilam hazeh.
Yeah.
Rashi says, Rambam is chelik on Rashi.
Yeah.
Shem yiske l'oilam haba, and you'll see the kavoy, the yire, the chavoy. I'm reading words. I don't know what these words mean.
Where?
Rashi on the side, the right side, right. It's three lines down. It's four lines after it gets small. Four lines after Rashi gets small.
Shem Yiske. Oh, I have a line of Yira.
Shem Yiske, Elohim Haba.
Very interesting.
The year b'chavoyed Melech HaMashiach. Really? I thought Melech HaMashiach is Elohim Hazeh. Not Elohim Haba.
Yeah.
Okay, the Rambam seems to say it's Elohim Hazeh, not Elohim Haba. Shem Yiske, Yafi, will be able to differentiate between Malchai Yisrael and Malchai Evi Chavim. Rav Sheish, Sagi, Nor Hava. The Gemara introduced the next halacha. We're teaching us that Rav Sheish was blind. And the king was coming. There was an entourage. There was a mice. So everyone was coming to see the king. And v'kam ozal b'hadayu. And he also came along. Rav Sheish v'kam ozal b'hadayu. Rav Sheish is ashkechei. Fine. V'kam ozal b'hadayu. Rav Sheish. Period. And Rav Sheish also went along with the group of people to go see the king. The ashkechei. Ashkechei hutzdoki. There was a tzedoki. And he saw that Rav Sheishes was part of, he was on the bus. He was on the bus going to Mekabel, the king, to go witness the king coming. Amalei. So the Tzedoki insulted Rav Sheishes, who was blind, and he said, Chatzpeh l'nahara, kigani, laye.
Whole
pitchers go.
Where do broken pitchers?
Broken pitchers, laye. Should they also go? In other words, you're blind. Anyway, you can't see. So what are you going to see for? Amalei, tochazia, come. It's not so. When I'm going to go down, the sensation of feeling what's happening is equivalent to actually seeing what's going on. Just because it's from a broken container, I'm blind, and I'm not a full container yet. And a broken container, you're right, does not. You don't take it to the well, a broken container, because if you take to the well a broken container, it's not going to have any water to fill up. It's going to all leak out. And even though I'm a broken container, it doesn't matter. I'm going to benefit from going because the Adana Tzvei Minach, I know even more than you. I'm going to have a better experience than you. And he explained to him, Cholaf Gunda Kamayis, the first group. So the king comes in waves, his entourage. They come with helicopters and come with police units and bomb things and and the whole team comes in front. So the first group came and Cholaf passed Gunda Kamaisa. Kiko Avsha, when there was a lot of noise, a lot of commotion, all of the vehicles were passing through the crowd, the Tzedoki said, ah! The king is here. Amalei Ahut Sedoike Osa Malka. The king is now in front of us. Amalei Rav Sheishes. No, he's not. I know better than you. Even though I can't see, I can sense it. Loi Ka Ose. He's not here. Cholaf Gunda Tanyo Tanoya. The second wave of people came. Loi Kiko Avsha. When there was a loud noise. Amalei Ahut Sedoike Hashta Ka Ose Malka. Amalei Rav Sheishes. Loi Ka Ose Malka. No, he's not. Cholav Tilisoy, the third group came. Kiko Shoskin, it was silent. It was very quiet. Amalei Rav Sheishes, ah, Vadai, certainly. Hashta, now Osei Malka, the king has arrived. Amalei Hutzdoki, Minolach, how do you know this? So he told him, Mordek Yisoyed, Amalei, De Malchusa, De Ara, Kein Malchusa, De Rakim. My favorite words in Ganshas. Malchusa da Ada is Kein Malchusa da Rakia. There's a parallel between this world and the next world. Dechsev, Tsei, Viamarata, Bahar Lefne Hashem, Vine Hashem Oiver. Who said this? This was what Eliyahu said to Elisha, that the whirlwind is going to come take me to Shemayim. And you're going to see this going to be Hashem is going to come to take me away. And you're going to see a Rash Gadol. But when Hashem will really come will be when it's going to be called Dumamadaka. Say go. A strong wind, breaking, smashing mountains, and crushing rocks. And yet, when the strong wind comes, you should be aware, loy, Hashem is not present. Is rash, an earthquake, and you should know, loy, berash Hashem. And you should know, Loi be'esh Hashem, the acher ha'esh, after the esh, a kol de mamadaka, a small silent voice, ki asa, kol de mamadaka, ki asa, period. And that's where Hashem is. I'm a mela, that's the same thing, malchusa, da'adake malchusa, the rakia. We heard over here a lot of noise, one group, another group, another group, and then we heard quiet. And I know when the quiet comes, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. So now the king is coming, ki asa, Malka, when the king actually passed in front of this group, posach, Rav Sheishes, become a baruch, he made a baruch, but become a baruch lei. Now notice over here, there's a murder over here, baruch, he made a baruch to him. What? You make a baruch, so he's saying something very, very good. Do you make a baruch, does a blind person make a baruch, a bari, ma'ori, ho'esh, and shulchan aruch? He does. Why? Other people have benefit from the light, which enabled him to benefit. So a blind person, indirectly. So the Zelvazach, the fact that the king is present.
Yeah,
the,
is more
I hear you saying, you're saying very good. But yet the Gemara over here seems to be saying, being mechad, it's a tremendous chiddush, that when it comes to the king, when the king comes, you make the bracha, even if you cannot physically see. That would be a very big nafkamina. I know someone told me that when he was younger, he remembers they were watching television, and when they saw the king, actually a televised event of the king coming, of the president coming, and they stood up and they made a bracha in front of the television.
There's a chuvah from the chuvah's Be'er Moshe about that.
Talks about that. We don't do that today, obviously.
But we got made by brachas either.
But what?
We don't make Amen by Brachas the Chasna either. If you hear it over anything, not live.
It's not true. That's not true. Not necessarily true. That's
you
not.
Saw, didn't you see a big sign by the Simash Hus? By the other one, not by yours.
What? So you what?
Do not answer me.
No, because that wasn't live. Chaim, that was of them. No, they had a clip. That was of Chaim Kanes. They did it 2 weeks ago.
I mean, it's live.
That wasn't. That was if it was live, mamish. You then problem is that anything that's live streamed today, there's a delay. There's no such thing today. When they the old days,
could bleep it out. That's the reason.
No, not bleep it out. It's the technology does not allow when they do it over the internet that it can be instant. When they do, really? When they do it over satellite. It's satellite. Satellite is used very, very, very real, very close.
But you're telling me TV, you see something live, it's not, there's a delay?
Well, no, TV today, yeah, TV, yes, because TV is satellite, satellite. Oh, no. Over the internet, it's never live. There's always going to be a delay. Okay. Now, radio is satellite, but they purposely have a delay in case of nivel peh.
I'm not sure if you're right.
I'm positive.
To bleep it out.
When I go to a game.
Yeah.
If you're watching the TV and the game, it's two different things.
What's the delay? It's not so. What's the delay on a baseball game? A second. Okay, a second is not.
It's 100% the difference. Okay. You hear a touchdown, you hear it a second or two later.
Okay, it could be. Okay, it could be
you
the mean, satellite.
Watching something live. There's a second. You're
sitting in a box,
a
second. Watching the TV and watching a second. The game at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh. A second. Yeah. A satellite also has a delay then. But internet is about is usually a real 15-second delay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And radio.
No, Sandy. Radio, it's anything satellite.
There's nivel peh.
Satellite, it's very short.
And that's
delay.
Because of the nivel peh, because I told you to bleep
they,
it out.
They do that, right. They do that. They do it in 30 seconds. I think Rush Limbaugh, I think talk show is 30 seconds.
Okay.
No, 30 second delay, because they have to be able to. Right. Vita. Weiter, acharash eish loy be eish shem yachar shem vimam kol kum nach gnek yosem alka pasach vav shesh vikom avrach lei amalei he made a bracha
so now, it seems here, like it doesn't have you don't have to visually see
exactly,
it
exactly that's the chiddush of the Gemara now over here notice let's see what he what bracha over here there's a very interesting lei mevarich lei who made the bracha didn't the Gemara before said that he made the bracha to Hashem
yeah
who are you making the bracha to maybe in Chanan maybe Moviyam did not get mamash blessed to make the bracha of shenosan michvoide lebosav that he mamash he blessed the king, you should be matzliach. You should be successful in your mission of leading the world. That's until the Torah. I'll hear on the side of the Gemara, Oitz Dalid. What is it over here on Oitz Dalid? The Ein Yaakov, Hagirsa v'ka'a Amar Baruch. Does not say that he blessed him. Okay? In the Ein Yaakov, it doesn't say that Rav Sheish blessed the king, blessed Hashem by making the Baruch. Baruch Atu Hashem, Elokei Melech Ha'ilam, Shenosan Mechvoido Lebosov Adam. Amalei, ahu tzedoi kei. What bracha are you making? You're blessing him. L'mandalei chazes lei kamavarch mevaracht. You're blessing someone that you don't see. He was making late sonos. Now, because he made late sonos of Gadol Hadar, he was now punished. What was the punishment? My havi alei dahut tzedoki. What was the end of that tzedoki? Some say chavroi kachlinu leene. His friends blinded his eyes. Something happened to him. The murder does not tell us exactly the event, but there was some story where he was seized by the government and they punished him by making him blind. Mida keneged mida. You made leitzonis. You mezals in the cover of the Gadol Hadar because he was blind. So mida keneged mida. Badav rasha zodu alehem. He was punished. That he lost his eyesight. Rav Sheish has gave him a dirty look. What? Rav Sheish was blind. So you see from this Gemara, when it says in Chazal, Nosan Boy Enoch, it doesn't mean physically,
yeah.
It means in the eye of the mind.
Right.
The eye of the mind, Rav Sheish was
this
hurt.
This literally means a pile of bones?
I don't know. I mamish don't know what this means. I have no clue. Nasan ain't a boy. Venase gal shelat. Somewhat literally means a pile of bones.
That's
what does that mean? Chleisnish. I don't know what it means. I don't know. Does it mean that? Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. Chleisnish. Next sugya. Rav Shila Nagdelu Gavra the Baal Mitras.
Shlomo,
you okay? Are you okay? Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick question. You remember? This, you know, story in the beginning of Brachas. You want it was a tzaddik that used to tease and aggravate him.
Rav Meir's wife.
He wanted to curse.
Yitamu Chatoy.
No, that's a separate thing. But near Rav Shua. And he understood when he wanted to curse him during the second that Hashem
second,
gets
right.
angry.
That was a,
so,
right.
so he fell asleep. Why? Because Hashem Rachma
Lav.
So how was he permitted to do such a thing like the Rachma Kamasov?
Rachma Kamasov. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. Why here yes and there not? I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I don't, good, very, very, very powerful observation. Rav Shila Nagdel Ugava de Boil Mitris. Rav Shila was a vigilante. The vigilante Yid. What did he do? He took the law to his own hands. He took the law because he was bought on a mitzvah, on a shifron, on a shiksa.
What?
There was a man that had relations with a mitzvah. The mitzvah over here means a shiksa.
Nee.
Okay? Over here, the gears on the side, a yid.
Was and Rav Shila was born?
Rav Shila found out about it, and he whipped him. He took him to, and he whipped him. He took the law into his own hand. Over here on the side of the Gemara, it says not mitzvah, probably a censor changed the gears, a goya. A non-Jewish woman. A man was living with a non-Jewish woman, Rav Sheshis. He found out about this. He went to the guy's house. He took out his whip.
And he
bit him. And he beat him. He beat him to almost to death. Mm-hmm. So what did the guy do? The guy was, he called the police. 911. Called the police. The police came. They took him away. They took away assault for assault. They took him away. Ozal, this man that was the goy, the Jew that was bo al hamitzris or goya, he called the police. Ozal, he went ochal be kurtze. Kurtze means a dish, some type of snack. Be malka by the king. In other words, an expression of the Gemara that he went. He called the police. Amar, and he said to the police, Ika chad gavra be Yehudoi. There's a Jew. There's a rabbi among the Jews. To call doyin dina beloya har ma'a. The Malka that has no authority, he's a vigilante. He's taking the law into his own hands. He's a danger to society. Shadale Paristoka. They sent the sheriff. They sent down the marshals to arrest Rav Shila. Mm-hmm. Ki also Amrilei, my time negadite lahai. Is it correct that you actually go beat up this guy? Amalei, I'm sorry. They went to Rav Shila and they said to Rav, the authorities. Amar lahu. So he said, yeah, I taka did it. You know why? The Debo al Chamarta, he had relations with a donkey. He was nichna, he did not. This person was born on a goya, on a shiksa, which is not a crime. It's not a crime in secular law, but it is a crime in secular law to have relations with an animal. So he claimed that this person did an act that was illegal, that was not acceptable in the goyish law, and therefore he's deserving to be beaten up. So Omar Lay, really? How do you know? It's Loch Sahade, Amaluhu in, yes, Osa Eliyahu Idami Lay Ki Inish. A miracle happened. Leonavir showed up and he testified, yes, this man had relations with a donkey. The acid. Omar Lay, Ihochi Bar Kitoluhu. According to the constitution, a man has relations with an animal, he's Chayv Misa. So Amaluhu, listen, so therefore, why don't you kill him? If you're such a good, they were teasing him. If you're such a good vigilante, so why did you only beat him up? Why didn't you go and actually kill him for what he did? Amalu, so he said to them, listen, we're in
Golis. Said to whom? You mean to the
Rav Shila said to the marshal, okay. To the sheriff, okay, to the judge. Amaluhu anan miyoyma de galinan me'arin. From the day that we went into exile from our holy land, lest lan rishus limiktal, we have no permission to take the law into our own hands to kill. We can beat up people, but we can't take away a person's life. I tell you, but listen, you now know the facts. You're the government. If you want to go kill the guy, I'm not going to stop you. I tell you, ma de bi isun avidu be, do whatever you want. So they launched an investigation, and while the investigation was going on, Pasach Rabbi Shiglov Yomar, he said the following pasik, L'cho Hashem HaGedulah V'Yagavura Amalei Mai Ko Amrit, and he started praising Hashem, that Elionavi came to save him, that even though he got into trouble with the law, and there was at least testimony, things were going his way. So they said, what are you saying? What are you muttering under your breath? I'm saying the following Zach. I'm thanking Hashem that there's an authority here in this world that's willing to look into a crime. I'm thanking Hashem for the government. And he made the Mishaberach for the Shalom HaMalchus, like we make a Mishaberach in some of the big shuls on Shabbos after Mincha, after Kriyas HaTorah, Amalhu Kamina Baruch Rachmona Diyov Malchus Be'Arakein Malchus Adrakia, Viyov Luchu, and Hashem has given you Shultana authority, Virachamei, and also has given you Virachamei Dina, and given you the ability of Rachmonis in Din. To sometimes to exercise law and sometimes have rachmanis. And if it's just like Malchus the Arakein, Malchus the Kiyah, that the Malchus on this earth has the ability to be Machmer, to be Mekel. Amru. So they said, wow, a Jew is actually making a Mishmerach for the Shlema Malchus. Amru Chaviv Alei, Yikar de Malchus Kulahai.
The
Goyim, the marshals, the judge, they said that the government is so precious in your eyes, Ad Kidei Kach, that you're willing to say Shira to Hashem, that Hashem provided with us the Malchus Shel Chesed. Kulahai. Yahavile Kulfa, so they gave him authority, they gave him a badge. They made him an honorary marshal. They gave him a kufla, means a stick. It means that we had this word before in the Gemara. A baton. Excellent. He gave him a baton. A police baton to beat up whoever he wants. Amrule, Doin Dina, we give you authority. Harmona Dirishu Demalka, we give permission, Doin Dina, to judge, to take the law into your own hands. Kiavinafik, Amruluka Hugavra, Ovid Rahmana Nisa Lishakre. So when he was leaving, the person that he beat up, that was now on death row, this guy was born a goy, was born a shiksa. And
you said there's a geras that says mitzri?
Mitzri. The Gemara says mitzri. My Gemara says mitzris. Goya?
Yeah, Goya.
Okay, fine. My Gemara, for whatever reason, says it was the same publisher. Okay. The same publisher put out the Al Gemaras.
Okay.
And regular Zahada here. And here it says mitzri, it says goya, and the side it says goya, whatever it is. And this guy, this fellow, he was born a goya. And he went and he beat him up. And then when the police came for him, he said to the police he was bought on a donkey. Now, a donkey is a capital punishment, capital crime. But a goya, it seems not. So he said, now the government made, there was a false witness, Eliyahu HaNavi, he said he was bought on a donkey. And now they're going to kill him. So on his way out, the person that's now on death row said to Rav Shila, not fair, you lied. You said a blatant lie. You said that I was bought on a donkey when you know good and well I was bought on a mitzris or a goya. So Ovid Rachman Nisa Lishakre. Does Hashem do miracles for liars? Hachi Omar Lay. This is Hachi Omar Lay. Rasha. Lav Chamre.
Ovid Rachman and Nisa Lashakari Hachi.
Lashakari Hachi, that lie like this. Hachi, period. Amalei. So Rav Shila answered back, Rasha, you evil man. Lav Chamre. is it not so? It's a rhetorical statement. Is it not so that that non-Jewish women are called donkeys? Tirsev asher besar chamayrim besadam, that the flesh of their donk, their flesh is the flesh of donkeys. This pasuk describes Gentiles. Gentiles are called donkeys.
Maybe
that's why it's mitzvah.
You remember Petach Hamar. It's because of the donkeys. So that's why I thought
that's why it makes sense why it would be called a mitzris. He was born a mitzris. Right. Okay, but even
Mustafa. In this country, it's also illegal. It's a crime if someone.
I have no idea.
Whatever it's called,
bestial.
Whatever face-nish, you have. Face-nish. What is it called? Beast.
I don't know what it's called.
Is it illegal?
It's not recommended.
It can't be good. If the Torah says that it's a Ta'eva. If the Torah says it's a Ta'eva, it can't be good. Vaita. Vaita. Vait in the Gemara, Vait, therefore, it says, Asher Besar Chamoyden Bisum, therefore, I'm not lying. When I say that you were born a donkey, you know I'm right, because the Pasuk says that a non Jewish woman is in the eyes of a Jew is called a donkey. Vait, Chazi de Ka'azel Lememra Luhu, de Ka'azel Lememra Luhu, de Karinu Chamare, he saw that he wanted, Rav Shila saw that this fellow now was doubly insulted. Mm-hmm. He wanted to tell the government that I was not bought on a donkey. I was bought on a goya, which is not a capital offense. And Rav Shila, in addition to lying, he's also insulting you. He's calling you a bunch of donkeys. He's calling the Gentiles donkeys.
So Rav Shila saw
that he's now in trouble. Mm-hmm. So Chazi, Rav Shila saw the Ka'azel Lemeim Aluhu, the Karinhu Chamre, that Rav Shila is calling the Gentiles donkeys. Omar, so Rav Shila says, "Hi, Roidefu. This man is a Roidef. He's coming to make chofa klal Yisrael." Mm-hmm. The Torah says, "Vahatora Omra imbo lahargicha hashkeim lahargai machne bekulfe." So he took out his bat baton that it was given by the government, who gave permission to go beat him up, and he beat him until he was dead. Vekatle, and he killed him. Omar, he said, "Hov is v'avis avli nisa b'hai kra." And then this is Murder Gevart. Since over here, this whole story came about because I was singing Shira to Hashem, Lucha Hashem, Hagdul, Yagavur, Vyatresh, and Hod. And I used this as a Makar to say that Malchusa, the Adeke, Malchusa, the Rakia, I made Baha'i Kra, the Rishno Loch, Let me now expound more upon. That's how you have karas atoyev to Hashem. If Hashem does you a chesed in a certain area, so that area in the Torah, in the world of Torah, you expound upon and you expand it. When it says luchashem hagidula, what's the code word gidula referring to? You are great Hashem, you created the world. Gradings until beyond investigation, and that's written in the context of Ma'aseh Bereishis. The sun and the moon that stood for Yeshua and given enough time to finish off the job. The fall of Roim, their blood spurted on my garments. Biaz means to spurt. Nitzcha means their lifeblood. This is a description, a metaphorical description of the death, the downfall of Rome, is that they're going to die a violent death. Their blood will spurt out like in a horror scene. It will spurt out on the garment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ahoydzu malchemes nachle arnoin. V'ahoyd is splendor. This is the malchemes that happened when the Klai Yisrael left the desert. Nachle arnoin, we learned that before, were the two mountains. They were passing through a very narrow strait. And the Goyim were waiting in ambush to go and throw missiles, projectiles, upon the people they were passing through. And a miracle happened where the Anani HaKavoyd smoothed the road by having the mountains come together and crush the people in between. And their blood was oozing, was flowing like a river from behind, and there were two people that were stragglers outside of the machane. For whatever reason, they saw this blood and they realized the miracle that happened. They told the whole Klal Yisrael, and here we are today. Here I tell you, Tav Shin Pei, L'Prat Katan, to the Elif HaChamishi, and we're still talking about this miracle. V'hanetzach, Zu Milchemes Nach, L'Arnon Shnemar, Alkein Ye Omer, Alkein Ye Omar, Ye Omer Ye Omar, you remember? Alkein Ye Omer, the Sefer Milchemes Hashem, there's a book. You know what that book is? There's a book, the record book of all the Milchemes. We don't have it, we got lost. The Sefer, in the book of Milchemes Hashem, Es Vohev Bisufa. Vohe b'sufa, the Gemara makes a drasha there. Vaha, the Gemara makes a drasha. Es and Vav. Now remember the Gemara? We learned this not so long ago. It's going to be on the Dir Shabuchina this Sunday. Es Vohe b'sufa. Es and Vohe. That were the name of the two fellows that were stragglers. And they witnessed this event. They were b'sufa. They were at the end. They were like the Sheva Dan people. They were hanging outside the machane, and they witnessed what had happened. Next, Kichol ba Shemayim v'aretz zu milchemes Sisra Shenemar ki min Hashemayim nilchamu hakochavim mimisilo. Some of the word it says over min Hashemayim. It has the same expression that the stars also fall. This was a cosmic event. This event of the milchemes Sisra Devora. What's the tzachta? Sisra, she went. Devorah summoned all the members of Klal Yisrael, Gansavel. The whole world was asked to come participate in this battle. Even Meroes, even the aliens, Mars, were asked to come and fight this battle. The Radak says this. Look at the Radak. There were alien creatures at other planets that were asked to come and to participate in this battle, and they didn't want to come. The Martians said, we're not coming, so she cursed them. And that's why they'll never find life on Mars, because the Devorah cursed the inhabitants.
Radak says this?
Look at the Radak. Aror Meros. Who's Meros? Radak. They were extraterrestrial creatures on other planets that were asked to please come participate in this epic battle to wipe out the evil, to wipe out, and they didn't want to come. And that's what means over here, from heaven. Look, from heaven, they were battles. The stars, they move from their orbit in order to participate in this battle. There's a lot going on. This, you cannot even begin to be masig what kind of war this was in this world. And who is the hero, the heroine of this war? Yoel Eishes Chevra Keni. She went and she found him.
That's right. Ivanka's named after her.
Yael.
Her name is Yael.
Wow. Yael Eishes Chevrakeni. She's the one that took the peg of the tent and stuck it into his head. L'chashem ha'mamlocha z'milchem eslamo l'chino imer. Ah, mamish, this week's parsha. Ki yod al keis ko. Shem, you know, this is a very chaim unvart. Yod is Yonis and David al keis ko. Z Yitzchak kutno. Ki yod al keis ko. Yonis and David is sits al keis Yitzchak kutne. You know this? You know this? Barvus Dvart, right? Kiyo Keisko, Bahamist.